Ah, it's my ace newspaper girl, Francine Flagg, and a big dumb dog, which is not permitted in this newspaper office. Out, big dumb dog, out.
Hello, Editor Potts, and this is not a big dumb dog.
Well, then a small dumb dog. Out, small dumb dog, out.
Editor Potts, this is not an ordinary canine. This marvelous creature is endowed with a special power.
What's the power?
This power will be of great value to me in my work as the Masked Minuteman.
What's the power?
The power of speech.
Huh?
This dog talks, Editor Potts.
Dog talk?
No, people talk. Listen, Bunker, say hello in a few other words. Bunker, say hello in a few other words. Bunker, just say hello to him.
That's very nice. Out, small dumb dog, out!
Sorry, miss, whatever your name is. You can't peddle your newspapers here in the Schmeagle and the Eagle Tavern.
My name is Francine Flagg, and I'm looking for the man who sold me this talking dog.
Actually, my name is Fenton Flagg, but I wear this rotting hoop skirt and sell my newspapers as a cover for my secret identity as the Masked Minuteman.
He sold you a talking what?
He's the same man who sold me a telephone booth just there he is, sir. Hello there.
Oh, hi there, lass.
I want my money back.
Oh, what for?
That talking dog you sold me.
What's wrong?
He's not talking.
You didn't yell at him, did you?
No.
Well, then he should have talked. Where were you?
At Editor Potts' newspaper place.
Oh, no. Well, that explains it.
It does?
Sure. No dog, not even Bunker Hill, will ever talk there.
Why not?
Well, what's all over Editor Potts' place?
Just a lot of newspapers, I see what you mean.
Sure.
That's why he didn't want to.
Right.
But that's why he did want to.
Right again.
Which he did, by the way, all over the place. I get it.